When Sergeant Nathan Chapman, a Green Beret, was killed in Afghanistan in January, the gunman who killed him typified the modern warrior in much of the world. He was 14 years old. Much has been written about child soldiers in recent years, including this warning from Peter Warren Singer, a scholar at the Brookings Institution. Child soldiers, he wrote, are a reality of contemporary conflict for which the U.S. military is ill-prepared. Dr. Singer, how would the U.S. military prepare itself for facing adolescent soldiers?
There's a series of things that have to be done. The first is to collect intelligence about the nature of the force that you're facing. And one of the key distinctions of child soldiers is how long the children have been inside that force. If it's been less than a year, there's certain dynamics where they're more interested in getting away from it. If they've been in longer than a year, they're pretty well indoctrinated, so they represent a different type of threat. There's also force protection measures that you undertake. Basically, the realization that children in these types of situations represent the same type of threats that adults do. You know, a bullet from a 14-year-old can kill just as deadly as one from a 40-year-old. And then finally, when you're actually engaging them, there's different tactics that you can use. Basically, you try and shape the opposition and create avenues for children to escape, target adult leaders, things like that, rather than just sort of wearing them down by attrition.
How new a phenomenon is this, really? I mean, I can recall in my childhood Disney celebrating Johnny Tremaine. Wasn't he a boy soldier in the American Revolution?
Yeah. The history of children in war is long. It goes back to the pages who equip knights or the little drummer boys or even, you know, the Hitler Youth during World War II. But what's different today is that you have organizations that live or die based on their recruiting of children. For example, the RUF, which was a rebel group in Sierra Leone, roughly 80% of its fighting forces were between the ages of 7 and 14. If they didn't have those kids in there, it wouldn't have existed.
What do you do, what should the United States do, if it captures prisoners of war who range in age from 10 to 14?
One of the things is to try and realize that they're in this line between probably a war criminal and a juvenile offender. What I'd like to see is a little bit more focus on the adult leaders who brought these children into warfare, which is basically a war crime, and I think there should be some prosecution of the leaders who are behind this.
I've been talking about boys. This isn't only limited to boys, though.
No, roughly 30% of the groups that use child soldiers have girl soldiers inside them.
I've often heard the observation about very young violent criminals in the United States, I mean, kids who commit violent crimes with guns, say, that until a certain age, children lack a sense of consequence. They lack an understanding that if you fire the gun at that person dies. It's not a cartoon. They don't bounce back. They're finished. Do you think that's equally true of 12-year-old soldiers in Sierra Leone or Sudan, or do these kids simply grow up more quickly on those ideas?
It is very true, and it actually works in both directions. And not only do they, a lot of them, fail to see the consequences of their actions against others, but also on themselves. And that's why they're utilized by adults. These kids take risks that adults wouldn't think about, running full forward into, you know, machine gun fire, things like that. The other thing is that a lot of them are either indoctrinated, convinced of what they're doing is the right thing, or actually put on drugs so that they'll also be a little bit more hyped up.
I mentioned at the outset the death of Sergeant Chapman in Afghanistan. Where else, where the U.S. might have forces or does have forces deployed right now, would they likely encounter child soldiers?
Well, the Philippines is one where we've just deployed against Abu Sayyaf, which is a terrorist/rebel group operating there. And that group definitely has child soldiers within it. Yemen is another area where children soldiers have been present, and U.S. forces seem to be headed there for a training mission. And Georgia is another. Really, you talk about modern combat, and it's very likely that there's child soldiers present. Colombia is another example of that.
Well, Dr. Singer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Peter Warren Singer is a research fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. He has written about child soldiers in Parameters, the scholarly journal of the U.S. Army War College.